Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
This is Aaron.
And this is Maul. Okay, let's get right to it and see what's happening in the hood.
I have something for a new segment that I think we should call Neighborhood Watch.
Okay.
And this was someone says they saw a man watching porn in his van at 28th and Gladstone. My roommate and I saw a man in a silver van parked at the corner of 28th and Gladstone. He was watching porn loudly with his windows down and coughing and clearing his throat. Maybe trying to get us to look over at him. So this is another one of those kind of exhibitionist things.
Yeah, well then that leads right into what I found going on in my neighborhood. Peeping Tom. Saw a man looking in my neighbor's window tonight around Cornell and Dartmouth. I was in a car and slowed down and he took off running. I called 911. He had a black beanie and black jacket.
I have something for our next segment called Let Me Google That For You. Okay, so in this Let Me Google That For You, this guy in South Bay, the San Francisco area, posts on Craigslist, where do I go to get a hair trim? Just a trim. And don't tell me to cut it yourself. And someone replies,
cut it yourself.
Yeah. No, if you're a grown ass man and can't figure out a haircut, do us all a favor and get a vasectomy.
Oh, I love
just
that.
Just a trim.
I love it. And was it just one hair? Because all right. Well, so here's a real life. Let me Google that for you. Because I actually did Google it for this person. I just get so frustrated sometimes. But okay. This comes from my neighborhood. Anyone know if any pumpkin patches or haunted corn mazes are going to be open this month? And so there's like 21 replies. And then I come back with, I Googled it for you. Hope this helps. And there's a list of all of the haunted mazes, all of the pumpkin patches. It took me like 3 seconds. So, you know, think about what you're writing, people, or probably else you're going to appear here.
I have something for our missed connections segment.
Ooh.
I was Googling outside the area a bit, and I found this one from the San Jose, San Francisco Bay Area. And the title was Looking for Downtown Tool Polisher. It said, wasn't able to get back to you earlier. Thank you for the work you did before. Please reply. I have more work for you.
With this polished tool?
Yeah. it was pretty vague.
Very
I'm
vague.
I'm not quite sure if that's...
Is it a double entendre?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm not sure, but it sounds like it might be.
Okay, well, here is an unsolicited review in my neighborhood, and it's entitled Best Vacuum. We have two vacuums, a Dyson Ball and a Bissell. We much prefer the Bissell. The Dyson is extremely heavy, and it's a complicated process to convert to hose configuration for corners, etc. A really poor design. The Bissell is lighter, does just as good a job as the Dyson, and is very simple to use. I do most of the vacuuming in our home, and I've almost completely stopped using the Dyson.
Well, all right.
Appreciate it. Appreciate that little nugget. thank you so much.
I did a little searching around the Midwest.
Oh.
And I found this, a couple of things from Bloomington, Indiana. One was from the divorce forum on Craigslist, where a man writes, I had a younger, wholesome girl in my arms, and then she went on bodybuilding, weight loss. How unappealing, and talking about cars and done up RVs at my shop. I have older 12-foot walkthrough box truck. I like tacky, other likes costly, and you wonder why many guys leave.
What?
someone,
some anger someone, in there.
I don't even know what it says. Someone replies.
Is that a misconnection?
Someone replies, try again when not drunk. Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That is hilarious. And
that's how I felt when I read it. I had to read it 3 or 4 times and I just figure out what they were saying.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, I've got a missed connection.
Okay.
Holy smokes. The food delivery girl in Wilsonville around 12:20 to 12:30-ish. Blue shirt, black sweats. You look amazing. Go out sometime? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any girl who was delivering food in Wilsonville, doesn't say what day, but if you were delivering food around 12:20 to 12:30, check missed connections because you got someone waiting for you, girl.
And I found something of interest to someone who might be going to Burning Man at some point in the future.
If ever.
Yeah. I found this ad, this Craigslist ad. Someone was selling a amazing combination fake fireplace, phonograph, FM stereo, 8-track player. And it was absolutely free. It was from the mid-70s, the Montgomery Ward fake fireplace. And they were certain that it wouldn't last long. The stereo plays today's hits from local stations, while the fake fire log sends out warming rays in the visible spectrum. It's never too early to start planning for Burning Man. This could be the foundation of your electronic dance music DJ booth. But it's free, but P.S., you need two very strong people because it you have to carry it. You know, there was this really long place they had to carry it, and it said it's much heavier than you would imagine a fake fireplace has any right to be.
Huh. Like, seriously, someone's going to take a fake fireplace to Burning Man? Well, I suppose that someone would. Yeah. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
If it plays 8 tracks.
Well, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. All right. I hear you. I'm almost down with that. Okay. First, this is a firsthand account. Some of you still think we're not being under attack. I found this individual, obviously there's a picture, walking in my property as I was driving in. All he had were some matches in his hands. This, by the way, was around the time of the wildfires and we were all being evacuated. He walked him out of my property at gunpoint. And then we got to some asphalt ground on the main road, made him lie down while the cops arrived. Had my husband been there, he would have been dead. He has multiple warrants, one of them being assaulting a police officer. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, this chick is badass. I mean, I'm completely impressed. I even DM'd her and told her, like, you know, you are badass. So, and like, there's a picture of the guy like laying down on the ground with his arms spread out until the police got there. I'm like, you go, girl.
Wow. So are you friends now?
No, she didn't write back because I think she's
that badass.
She's that badass. She exactly.
She
doesn't need friends. She's got her gun. She's fine.
Oh, God. Okay. So this is somebody in Arizona who has something unusual for sale right now. It's a Cadillac hearse. One of a kind, 472 big block. Perfect from bumper to bumper mechanically, with gangster white wall tires. It's got purple flames. Ooh. To make it an eye catcher everywhere it goes, and the back can hold up to 4 kegs.
Well, then.
So he's in this person. I don't know if it's a man. Has invested over $10,000 and is only asking $6,500 cash, no trades. If you can get to Sierra Vista, Arizona, it's yours. And remember, the beer taps are fully functional.
Wow. I wonder if they'd take a fake fireplace for it. There's one in my neighborhood. Kids cussing. This is going to be good. To the parents letting their kids come to John Wetton Park and swear and cuss and flip people off. It is ridiculous. I can't even bring my girls there without worrying about them. They even cussed at me when I told them to stop. If your kids are a problem at home, they're a problem in the real world. I'm sick of it. I've called the cops before and I'll do it again. The kids are probably in middle school. I've also had them steal my six-year-old daughter's bike, possibly poured Cheetos on my car.
Well,
that would be it for me. Okay, people, anyone who lives in Gladstone knows the gray recycle bin is for paper, plastic, tin recycling, not dog poop. Thanks for bagging your dog's poop, but please do not place it in other people's cans, especially the recycling one. Take to your own garbage bin. I now have to have your dog's poop in my empty garbage bin for a week, stinking it up. That's really rude. Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, it's so funny because whenever I hear or read people complaining about that, I just think, you know what? I would much rather have it in my garbage can for two weeks than to have to step on it.
Exactly.
And so if that's my choice, please use my garbage
can. Use your garbage can. I agree. Yeah.
Here's I'm ready for an update on Nextdoor groups.
Oh.
All of a sudden, I joined a few groups and then more started showing up when I did the search. So I'm seeing that there's a group called Portland's Friendly Firearms.
Oh,
it has 195 members. Now, I wonder what Friendly Firearms are. I did try to join that group. I don't know if they'll let me in. There was a
Oddly enough, there were
two groups that were separate, but they had the same name and they were called How to Crochet.
Oh.
So there was one member in each of the two groups of How to Crochet, so maybe those two people could get together.
Well, you know what? Like last week, I feel sorry for those one member. I'll join that just because I always feel sorry for people.
Well, you joined Rose Delivery.
I did.
Now it has 31 members.
Well, you see, looked. You're welcome.
I think someone
needs to take a stand and help people out. Okay, this one I love. It's like, you know, was this person ever a teenager? Like, seriously. So she says, if your kid has on a mustard yellow sweater, basketball shorts, shortish brown hair, and is out with two to three of his friends, one with a white t-shirt and a hat, I believe, and the one that walked out had on jeans and a blue shirt. They just did a beer run at Safeway in the last 20 minutes. Case of like Bush or something.
P.S. In case you're reading this on Nextdoor.
I know. And look, the kids only had enough money for Bush. I would have chipped in and got them something good. So sad.
You're such a terrible influence.
I am.
You realize that would be against the law.
Well, I know, but I did it in high school.
Well,
who didn't?
We're not encouraging anything.
We're not. Kind of am. But.
There have been protests in our downtown for months.
Mm.
And, you know, it's been a very serious topic on the news locally and nationally and around the world, frankly. And, but, you know, sometimes on Nextdoor, people are going back and forth and they're arguing about their, you know, for Black Lives Matter, against the police, defund the police. Here's what's, you know, and so all this stuff is out there. But what's really funny is when these people, they turn on each other. So they, not just about those topics, but about something completely unrelated. So someone writes at the top of one of the discussion threads, "You're blinded. Our city leaders have always stood their ground and we were never bothered by anyone. Until we let everything to go to crap, Peggy. They've tried to help us, and we've been disappointed at every turn." Then someone writes in response, "Shaking my head at you. How can you be expect to be taken seriously with your grammar?"
I love that. And, I love it when someone drops some grammar knowledge on them with typos. That's my favorite.
And then someone writes, "Do you hear me, though?" And the woman says, "Nope." Don't hear you.
You know the medium, right? It's not talking. Oh my gosh. Oh my Lord. Okay, let's go back to a missed connection. And this one is serious. Okay, so this was Saturday. You got on the Max so many months ago, and you did something that made me smile. You have to be my soulmate. You're a very unique bike with something in particular painted on it. I saw you one other time downtown. I was at the food carts and you rode by. Why didn't I stop you? Why didn't you say something to me? A lot of people have claimed to be you, but it hasn't been you yet. I know I'll see you again. I hope it's soon. You gave this girl butterflies.
Ooh.
I mean, months ago, like, again, what are the odds that this dude is still like going, gosh, I wish I could, you know, find that chick.
Would you people please start checking misconnections?
I know.
You don't know what you're missing.
You don't. I mean, love is out there. Love is out there.
And it's posting every day.
It is.
There's a, I want to close today with a joke for our end comedy segment. When I went to lunch today, I noticed a woman about 75, 85 years old sitting on a park bench, sobbing her eyes out. I stopped and I asked her what was wrong. She says, I have a 22-year-old husband at home.
What?
He makes love to me every morning and then gets up and makes me pancakes, sausage, fresh fruit, and freshly ground brewed coffee. And so I said, well, why are you crying? And she says, then he makes me homemade soup for lunch. And then makes love to me half the afternoon. So why are you crying? I asked again. What's the problem? And she says, I can't remember where I live.
Oh my God. Okay. For a minute, I thought that was a misconnection. I was thinking, this is the saddest story yet.
I can't remember.
She's misplaced
where I live.
Her 22-year-old yeah. lover. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right. So that is it for this week's edition. Thanks to Tim Oakley of Oakley Design Studios in Portland for our logo and Payam Karamoos for our intro.
And don't forget, we're on the lookout for creative partners interested in joining our show to help develop our companion website and social media outlets. Until next week.
Remember to send your favorite Next Door posts to Aaron and Mal at vsnd@outlook.com. That's vsnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.